Welcome to this short introduction to the Postal Museum, which describes the architecture, the museum layout, and gives a brief taste of what you can enjoy on site. There's also information about the extra measures now in place to make the museum safe for visitors. It will take about 18 minutes to listen to. The Postal Museum tells the fascinating story of Britain's postal heritage, bringing 5 centuries of communications history to life. It occupies 2 sites in central London, about 80 metres apart on either side of Phoenix Place, including 2 main galleries, a temporary exhibition space, the immersive subterranean ride Mail Rail, learning spaces, a discovery room, Sorted, the postal play space for children, 2 gift shops, and a cafe. A unique philatelic collection contains literally millions of stamps, holding examples of every UK stamp, the artwork, and information about the design process. The museum's archive dates back to 1636 and contains everything from employment records to photographs, posters, films, and exceptional items such as telegrams sent from the Titanic. Booking in advance is essential, and your ticket includes unlimited access to the Postal Museum for 1 year from the date of your visit, and 1 ride on Mail Rail, valid on your first visit. Your journey starts at the Mail Rail site, a single-story building of cream-painted brick. Large silver capital letters spell out Mail Rail above the automatic glass door. Motion-sensitive hand sanitizer stations are available before entering and throughout the building. Once inside, turn left and go down the left-hand side of a slope. At the bottom is a desk where your paper or e-ticket will be scanned by a member of staff. You will also be asked to check in using the NHS Test and Trace app. If you don't have the app on your phone, staff can take your contact details manually. To allow for social distancing within the museum, you may need to queue outside the building and wait your turn to enter. There are blue markers on the floor to show you where to stand with any companions, 1 to 2 metres away from others waiting. You will need to wear a face covering when you enter the museum unless you're exempt. All our staff and volunteers will also be wearing a face covering throughout your visit. From the Mail Rail ticket desk, you follow a one-way route throughout your entire visit. Yellow floor markers and temporary barriers mark the way as you head away from the desk and then left around 2 sides of the rectangular foyer leading to the corner where 25 steps lead down to Mail Rail. You'll need to keep to the right, where there's a handrail or a platform lift is available. At lower ground level is a long tunnel-like space with a vaulted ceiling where you'll be welcomed by a member of staff. You can access the gender-neutral toilets here. There's also a changing places toilet. If you need a radar key to enter, please ask a member of staff. In this space, you can join the queue to ride Mail Rail. This is a miniature train that travels 20 metres below ground through the original network of tunnels. Originally, Mail Rail was a driverless electric train that ran from Paddington to Whitechapel. Work started on it in 1914, and it delivered mail from sorting offices to rail depots until 2003. To make the experience safe, we've reduced the number of people boarding Mail Rail at one time. This might mean you're waiting longer than usual. Please speak to a member of staff if waiting for a period of time will be uncomfortable, and we'll try our best to help. Each visitor group will board the train 1 at a time. And when it's your turn to board, you'll put your personal belongings into your own locker. Each locker is numbered, and a member of staff will show you which one to use. You'll be shown where to sit on Mail Rail, stepping down into a narrow carriage, with a glass canopy curving just over your head. Once safely seated, a member of staff will close the carriage door and canopy for you. The Mail Rail trains have been adapted so that visitor groups are separated by safety screens. Blind and visually impaired visitors on Mail Rail will need to be accompanied by a sighted companion or staff member. This is to provide support in the event of an emergency evacuation. Guide dogs are welcome on the journey, though you may prefer to leave your dog with staff on the platform. Even if you take your dog on the train with you, you will still need to ride with a sighted companion. If possible, please let us know in advance if you'll be visiting independently, so that we can arrange a sighted guide. The Mail Rail experience lasts about 20 minutes, and the journey around the tunnels includes a number of stops. Along the route, audiovisual presentations tell stories of the history of the service. When the train comes to a stop at the end of your journey, please stay seated until a member of staff opens your door and canopy for you to leave your carriage. Floor markers and signage will lead you to the Mail Rail exhibition. Before you enter the exhibition, there's an accessible film screening the Mail Rail experience for visitors unable to or choosing not to ride the train. There's a subtitled version and an audio-described version. Markers on the seating will ensure safe distancing. A one-way route takes you through the exhibition. Most interactive exhibits have been adapted to make them safer and are still available to enjoy, including the pneumatic trains, Mail Rail engineer, switch frame and travelling post office carriage. Following the exhibition, the one-way route will take you back upstairs, keeping to the right, or you can use the platform lift. At the top of the stairs, turn right and walk through the gift shop. The shop is open but only taking contactless payments at the moment. Once through the shop, turn left and go up the left-hand side of the slope to the entrance doors. Outside, to continue your visit to the permanent and temporary exhibitions, turn right and walk up the hill for about 30 metres to a road crossing with temporary traffic lights. Cross the road here, then turn right and continue up the hill for a further 50 metres or so to reach the Postal Museum. The museum at 15 to 20 Phoenix Place is a three-storey industrial red brick building from the 1920s. The symmetrical frontage is formed of five vertical bays, divided by squared pilasters of red brick. The ground floor is double height, and four of its bays contain large modern windows with slim, dark metal frames, each about 3 metres square. The windows in the two upper stories are the same width as the lower ones, but half the height. The stories are divided from each other by horizontal bands of smooth cream plaster, and the same material forms a plain triangular pediment at the top of the central bay. On the flat roof, large silver capital letters spell out Postal to the left of the pediment and Museum to the right. Situated on a hill, the left side of the building is slightly taller than the right, where a modern extension has been added. It's about half the height, but a similar width, giving it a defined wedge shape against the sloping road. It's made of contrasting, dark purple-grey brick, with one large window to the left. Approaching the hill, the entrance to the museum is on the left, through tall, modern, silver-slatted gates. These are open to reveal a concrete courtyard. Again, to allow for social distancing within the museum, you may need to queue outside and wait to enter. A wide textured ramp slopes gently down under a canopy for about 6 metres, with an uninterrupted handrail to the left. At the bottom, where the ground levels, large automatic glass doors to your left take you into a bright, light, rectangular welcome space. To the right are freestanding displays of the shop, which you can visit on your way out. Beyond them are some tables and chairs, and in the wall to the far right, the service counter of the cafe. Gender-neutral toilets, accessible toilets, and baby-changing facilities are all available in this space. From the entrance doors, an open pathway leads directly ahead to the exhibition entrance and a small counter where your tickets will be checked, the same tickets you used at the Mail Rail entrance. The exhibition is divided into five themed zones. The one-way route zigzags around exhibits, some in glass cases, others on open display, but takes you on a broadly clockwise path, leading you back to the shop and cafe side of the welcome area. Most interactive exhibits in the galleries are still available to enjoy, including The Lioness, Packet Ship, Morse Code, Pneumatic Tubes, and Design Your Own Stamps interactives. Complimentary stylus pens are available at the ticket desk to use on the touchscreen interactives. You're welcome to take yours home or return for quarantining and reuse. We've removed the dressing up costumes for now until it's safe to reintroduce them. Most oral history recordings can still be accessed, activated by touch-free sensors. Others are available by scanning a QR code and listening to them through your own device, or by visiting postalmuseum.org/sound-file. Zone 1 explores the history of the Royal Mail, originally founded 500 years ago by Henry VIII to keep a closer eye on his kingdom. A highlight of the collection here includes a mail coach from around 1800. It's about 4 metres front to back, smartly decorated in bright red, black and gold. The tall, box-like central section of the carriage curves under at the bottom and is suspended between two sets of red wheels. There's a door in each side, with the words Bristol, London, Royal Mail, painted in gold. Over the front wheels is what's known as the box, where the coachman would sit. Almost as high as the carriage roof, it has a bench seat. A second bench on the roof might carry passengers. On the section of the coach over the larger back wheels is a single metal seat called a dickey. This was for the mail guard, and there was a lockable box under his feet. When mail coach guards replaced postboys in 1784, they got a uniform with a distinctly military look. Bright red frock coats with a gold braid across the chest. To protect against highway robbery, they carried flintlock pistols or a blunderbuss, which had a flared muzzle to make it easier to load on a moving coach. Zone 2 is called Mail for Everyone. Although mail was free for members of Parliament in 1830, for most others it was expensive and confusing. Costs depended on the number of pages sent, the distance travelled, and, most significantly, it was the receiver who paid. So, when the post office launched the penny black stamp in 1840, suddenly, mail was cheap and easy to send. Under low lighting in a freestanding case, there's the first penny black registration sheet from April 15, 1840, printed by Perkins Bacon. The first UK pillar boxes were installed in the Channel Islands in 1852, and there's an example here, a small hexagonal pillar of cast iron, painted green. Also on display is a strange pentacycle used for delivering parcels. Known as the hen and chicks, it has a red painted frame with a large central pedalled wheel, about 4 feet in diameter, on top of which is a bike seat and small handlebars. Four small stabiliser wheels are fixed at each corner, above which are large wicker baskets to hold the mail. Zone 3 considers the post office in times of conflict, including the two world wars, the political upheavals of the suffragettes, and the struggle for Irish independence. Display cases are full of personal stories. The Victoria Cross of Sergeant Alfred Knight of the Post Office Rifles, the British Empire Medal awarded to Winifred Scanlon for maintaining telephone services in Dover during periods of constant danger, the scrapbook of Frederick Gurr, a London postman who formed a salvage squad to recover letters and parcels from bombed-out post offices or buried pillar boxes. Zone 4 explores design and delivery. With new services such as airmail, its light blue pillar boxes began to appear in London from 1930. In 1933, Sir Stephen Tallant joined the post office as head of public relations. Posters were commissioned from cutting-edge designers. The many brightly coloured posters on display range from one asking customers to pack carefully to a reminder to staff to save usable bits of string. Tallants also established a unit producing promotional films, some of which play on a loop in the zone. The most famous is The Night Mail, combining footage of the overnight London to Glasgow travelling post office with W.H. Auden's poetry and music by Benjamin Britten. There's a display of stamp designs and an interactive area where you can design your own stamp. Zone 5, called Communication and Change, shows how the post office has changed to reflect its diverse workforce. A collection of artefacts demonstrates the continued popularity of the post in popular culture, from children's TV star Postman Pat to pop songs. There is a temporary exhibition space after Zone 5. The one-way route will take you through the exhibition exit and into the gift shop and cafe, both open but only taking contactless payments for now. At the end of your visit, follow the one-way route out of the exit and into the courtyard. Turn right to cross the courtyard, then go up the left-hand side of the slope to Phoenix Place. Useful information, resources and safety measures. For current opening hours, please check the museum's website, postalmuseum.org, or phone 0300 0300 700. Lines are open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Saturday. The address is 15 to 20 Phoenix Place, London, WC1X0DA. Local parking is available for a charge, or there's a link on the museum's website to an independent company, Parkopedia. Bus routes 17, 19, 38, 45, 46, 55, 63341 stop nearby. It's a 15-minute walk from Farringdon, Russell Square, Chancery Lane, and King's Cross St Pancras stations. Walking trails are available to view and download at postalmuseum.org, where you can also find ticket prices. Disabled visitors can purchase a ticket that includes entry for a companion. You can also phone for more information on 0300 0300 700. Resources for blind and visually impaired people include large print books and braille guides, available to borrow from the ticket and information desks. Audio-described tours of the exhibitions will become available once restrictions are eased. They are for members of the public to book as individuals or small groups, and there's usually one every 3 months. Dates are released on our website and through Vocalise. The event includes a tour of the exhibitions and an optional ride on Mail Rail. We are maintaining our usual high standards of cleaning throughout all areas of the building, though paying extra attention to frequent touchpoint areas, such as door handles and interactive exhibits, and more frequent cleaning of the toilet facilities. Our staff have been trained to help ensure they can facilitate a safe and enjoyable experience. Please ask any questions you might have. They are there to help. The Discovery Room, the museum's archive service, will be open on Wednesdays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. and from 2 to 4:30 p.m. on an appointment-only basis. Visitors will need to book their visit and order documents in advance. There is a separate booking system, postalmuseum.org/collections/the-archive. Capacity is limited and safety measures will be in place, including distancing, face coverings and motion-sensitive hand sanitizer stations. A magnifying microfilm reader is available for you to use. We are not currently taking bookings for Sorted, the Postal Play Space, as we are making adaptions to make it safe. We hope to reopen the space summer 2021. Please check our website or phone us for updates. It is a legal obligation for the museum to take part in NHS Test and Trace, and to collect contact information for everyone that enters the building. Your contact information will be provided to NHS Test and Trace only if we receive a legitimate request for contact tracing to take place.